We are back with another quick take episode of the Real Estate Law Podcast. This one is all about turnkey investing. We went to our good friend Zach LeMaster with Rent to Retirement to explain to us what exactly is turnkey investing. When people are jumping into the investing space, they don't know if they should buy their primary home first, an investment property, or maybe something in between. A turnkey investment is kind of exactly as it sounds, where you're investing your money into a property along with a number of other investors, and the person that's raising the money, they make it really simple for you. So, you know, you're not really jumping into it and having to paint any walls. You are a turnkey investor. Zach's a fascinating guy. He started Rent to Retirement a number of years ago. They've sponsored BPCon. They have a huge booth there. They're all over the Bigger Pockets content if you are a Bigger Pockets fan. And, you know, he just has a lot of great stuff to say. It's a really good full episode, but we took part of it just about turnkey investing for you to hear. He's also an optometrist, and he served the country in the United States Air Force. So he has made a number of transitions along the way, and he had to transform his identity each time. So if you're also in that process, Zach is a fascinating guy to understand how he was able to do that in all those different careers. So turnkey investing with Zach LeMaster and Rent to Retirement. Give it a listen.
You know, why should a prospective investor look to a turnkey provider instead of kind of going out and doing everything on their own?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of benefits to turnkey in terms of, and obviously I'm biased, this is our business, but most of our investors do not only buy properties with us. They see this fills a need and a demand to the level that they want to invest. And they're also going out and doing some of their own things. However, there are some people that are busy professionals that they like real estate and they have no interest in self-managing or, you know, going through that. And so that serves a perfect niche for that. But turnkey is a great option for people to, say, get started if they've never bought a property and they need some handholding. They want to avoid the common pitfalls and they want the education process throughout that. That's what we strive to offer, is the education for someone to be successful long term. Or if it's their first time investing out of state, if they simply just want to diversify across some of these areas, turnkey is an easy way to do that versus having to build your own team from the ground up in an area, which is a huge lift and can have, you know, a lot of challenges to do so. And also just people that want to scale quicker, they want to acquire more properties. They are full-time investors. And they just, you know, they're doing what they're doing, and then but they want to still put their money into real estate assets in these markets and just buy more property. So those are kind of, I think, the demographics of people that we often see come through the turnkey space.
Okay. And, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask a little bit more in depth about why we real estate investors do all this in the first place. And, you know, the words that come to mind are, you know, financial independence and retirement. But those terms mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And since you work with people to bring them toward financial independence into retirement, would you mind taking a crack at defining those for us?
Yeah, and I'll try to define them actually with a financial picture and exact numbers, because first of all, I'll say that real estate investing, at least in my opinion, is a lifelong journey. And ideally something that if we leave as a legacy, right? Not only we're talking about generational wealth with legacy financially, but legacy in terms of education and tools and resources for, you know, the people behind us that we want to leave in a better place. And that's why we're passionate about real estate. And that's why we're in this business. I don't need to be working in this business today, but I enjoy helping people accomplish their goals and see the light and be successful in real estate. But most of the time, there's different levels of like retirement per se. And a lot of us, this is a foreign subject initially. It's just like, oh, I want to pay my expenses, right? And so that's whatever that is, $3,000 to $5,000 a month. Like that's the first goal I want to get to. And sometimes your mind doesn't allow you to think past that until you reach that goal. And then from there, it's the next step of retirement, which is financial independence, which is replacing your active income through rental real estate. And this could be being an active investor or through passive real estate. We try to look at building a passive portfolio. Otherwise, you're just trading one job for the other. And so that's, you know, whether that's, I mean, the most common number we hear is $10,000 a month. That's my goal. And then once people achieve that, it's like, oh, I can actually increase my level of, expenses and lifestyle. And also look at, yes, how do I create that legacy? And so those are kind of the three stages that we walk people through.
And I mean, a lot of that feels, you're dealing with numbers and you're dealing with the calculations and the real estate investments, but you're actually holding people's hands as they kind of transform their lives, kind of take on different mindsets. I know when we first started doing real estate investing, the concept of financial independence and certainly retirement felt strange. Retirement is, you know, sitting on the beach when you're an elderly person, enjoying your last few years. And now I've certainly had my mind open in the real estate space to seeing it as the opportunity to dictate what you do with your own time. And a lot of people who are quote unquote retired are still working very actively. When you are working with your clients through that process, you know, what does that look like to them, and how does their mindset shift when they move into the latter stages of financial independence and retirement?
And we're kind of coming full circle with where we opened up on with the entrepreneurial mindset and journey being somewhat of a lonely journey. And like it is a mind shift change, right? Because I think that it comes down to time, right? All of us think about time. What do we want? That's the financial independence, is being able to choose who you spend your time with and what you're doing. But it's not, it's we found being involved in your passion and spending time with that. And so it is an evolution mentally, but most people are in that first stage. How do I cover my expenses or possibly to replace their active income? There's a lot of different things you got to start thinking about. And sometimes it is a struggle, because if you're a W-2 employee, you don't have to think about stuff that sometimes on the entrepreneur, path, there's no off switch, right? It's like sometimes you're constantly thinking about this stuff. I know that I'm guilty at some point we all are of that. So it's, a lot of it is setting up the systems in place to be able to have a scalable and sustainable business model. For example, if you are self-managing your properties, at some point that will drive you mad if you own enough properties, you know what I mean? And to really scale, you need to hire and get staffing. Hiring talent and hiring people within our own active business and our portfolio, that is such a key component. And so you're constantly learning stuff as you're going through the entrepreneurial journey. But I think our focus is looking at how to build a sustainable portfolio from the fact that, you know, if you read The E-Myth by Michael Gerber, I think that's one of my favorite books, where it talks about like working on your business, not in your business, being an engineer or technician. I mean, but that's the journey we take people through and try to educate them on, is, you know, how do you build this so you can focus on the overall business and then you can truly enjoy retirement, not just be buying yourself another 80-hour work week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, if somebody's listening to us for the first and they're having this thought for the first time, which I doubt, but if they wanted to start taking the first steps into moving away from kind of the traditional W-2 job with, you know, 401k investments, if somebody wanted to take that first step, what are some good resources and how can they connect with you to start moving that ball forward?
Yeah. And if they haven't bought their first property, I would say that's step one. You know, sometimes we all get in the analysis paralysis, and that's fine. Like, you know, there's always something: politics, COVID, interest rates, recession, war, whatever the case, there's always going to be noise and excuses. Like there's always opportunity too. And so I would encourage someone to, if they're interested in real estate, like buy your first property. If that so happens to be via turnkey route, fantastic. If not, fantastic. Just do it. But if they want to learn about my company or connect with our team, you know, we're happy to. We don't charge anything for education. We make our money through the renovation and sale of the properties, but we're happy to spend time to go through and map out your goals and strategy plan and talk about some of the best investment markets. They can go to renttoretirement.com. That's renttoretirement.com. And, learn more about us, look at inventory, schedule a time to meet with my team.
Actually, I want to float kind of one avatar of buyer that we see in our market here. So, you know, we're in Boston, which is, you know, it doesn't come up in a lot of people's hot investment lists, but it's a market where the supply definitely can't meet the demand for housing, but a very, you know, landlord friendly or very tenant friendly state in the first place. We see a lot of people who are looking for the first time their primary residence and their first time home, and they are priced out of the market. And I think interest rates do matter for this particular person. But a lot of those people now are actually getting an investment property as the first property that they've ever owned. When it comes to investing in investment properties versus, you know, having a primary residence, do you think people need to wait to invest in an investment property until they own their primary residence, or can they jump right in?
Huge topic here. I think you absolutely can own an investment property. You do not have to go down the primary residence route. I mean, the big question with that too is like, is that even an asset if it's not producing mm-hmm. income? It sure is if it's appreciating, but I mean, otherwise it's just on the liability sheet and an expense. But I think investing, you don't have to wait until you own your primary residence. I mean, walking through and evaluating the property, it's really the same process with the additional layer of, okay, let's look at the business side of this and analyze the numbers. A lot of people will buy primary residence and then move out of it and then use that as a rental, right? Or maybe you combined it where you have a like a duplex, or you do some house hacking where you rent out half and live in the other half, so you can combine it like we did for our first one. So, but we have a lot of people that live in expensive markets, and it frankly just makes more sense for them to rent than it does to buy a house there. And they have large rental portfolios, right? And their cash flow on their rentals are more than covering their rent numbers. So to each their own, but if you haven't bought a property yet, do not think that you have to buy your primary first before you buy an investment property.
All right. There's another quick take with the Real Estate Law Podcast. For the full episode, go to YouTube or Spotify or iTunes or wherever you heard or listened to that quick take. We also have all of our episodes posted at realestatelawpodcast.com. So on behalf of Rory Gill, I'm Jason Muth, one of your hosts, and we thank you for listening.